"Get me back downstairs," I said. "I want to see this ankle myself, in better light." Going back, with Elmo and Silent carrying me, we encountered the lady. She put on a suitably solicitous act, fussing all over me. I had to endure a lot of knowing grins. Only Darling knew the truth, even then, with maybe a little suspicion on Silent's part. Chapter 47 Shadows in Shadowland. There was no time inside the Barrowland, only shadow and fire, light without source, and endless fear and frustration. From where he stood, snared in the web of his own device, Raven could discern a score of domination monsters. He could see men and beasts put down in the time of the White Rose to prevent those evils from escaping. He could see the silhouette of the sorcerer Bowmans limned against frozen dragonfire. The old wizard still struggled to take one more step toward the heart of the Great Barrow. Didn't he know that he had failed generations ago? Raven wondered how long he had been caught. Had his messages gotten through? Would help come? Was he just marking time till the darkness exploded? If there was a clock to count the time, it was the growing distress of those set to guard against the darkness. The river gnawed ever closer. There was nothing they could do, no way for them to summon the wrath of the world. Raven thought he would have done things differently had he been in charge back when. Vaguely, Raven recalled some things passing nearby, shades like himself. But he knew not how long ago or even what they were. Things moved at times, and one could tell nothing certain. The world had a whole different look from this perspective. Never had he been so helpless, so frightened. He did not like the feeling. Always he had been master of his destiny, dependent upon no one. There was in that world nothing to do but think. Too much, too often, his thoughts came back to what it meant to be Raven, to things Raven had done and not done and should have done differently. There was time to identify and at least confront all the fears and pains and weaknesses of the inside man, all of which had created the ice and iron and fearless mask he had presented to the world. All those things which had cost him everything he had valued and which had driven him into the fangs of death again and again in self-punishment. Too late. Far too late. When his thoughts cleared and coagulated, and he reached this point, he sent shrieks of anger echoing through the spirit world, and those who surrounded him and hated him for what he might have triggered laughed and reveled in his torment. Chapter 48 Flight West. Despite my exoneration by the tree, I never quite regained my former status with my comrades. Always there was a certain reserve, perhaps as much from envy of my apparent sudden female wealth as from trust slow to heal. I cannot deny the pain it caused me. I had been with those guys since I was a boy. They were my family. I did take some ribbing about getting onto crutches in order to get out of work, but my work would have gone on had I had no legs at all. Those damned papers. I had them